Good evening, Eastern Sierra, and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, where we bring you the headlines that matter, the updates you need, and just enough local flavor to keep things spicy. Tonight, we've got everything from community news and local wins to travel updates and what's happening around the region. So whether you're here for the facts, the fun, or maybe a little bit of both, you're in the right place. Before we dive in, a big thank you to today's sponsor, Hannah Fortney, your local travel agent, helping you plan your next adventure, whether that's across the globe or just out of town. And if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a headline. Let's get into it. Tom Parker, who has served as chief executive officer for the past 7 years, has informed the board of directors of his intention to retire later this year. His retirement is slated to take effect on October 2nd, 2026, according to a press release from Mammoth Hospital. During his tenure, Parker guided the hospital through a period of strategic growth, operational stability, and an ongoing commitment to patient care for Eastern Sierra residents and visitors. In a statement, Parker said that recent family time over the holidays prompted reflection on how he wants to spend the coming years, which contributed to his decision to retire. Parker also emphasized his commitment to advancing current strategic plans and supporting a smooth transition to new leadership before his departure. Board Chair Lori Carlson expressed appreciation for Parker's leadership and confirmed that the board will work closely with him in the coming months on a succession plan. As a reminder, January 17th and 18th, gate fees for green waste will be waived at all Inyo County landfill and transfer station locations, including the Bishop Landfill, open both Saturday and Sunday, Big Pine Transfer Station on Saturday, Independence Landfill on Sunday, and the Lone Pine Landfill, both days this weekend. The program waives fees only for green waste and is available only to Inyo County residents with ID. Commercial haulers and landscaping contractors are not eligible. County officials say the fee waiver supports local efforts to reduce wildfire risk by encouraging proper disposal of vegetation and organic debris. Are you planning a trip? Well, it should feel exciting, not overwhelming, right? That's where Hannah Fortney comes in. Hannah is a Fora certified travel advisor, also Disney certified travel advisor, who takes the stress out of travel planning and replaces it with confidence, clarity, and adventure. From weekend getaways to once-in-a-lifetime trips, every detail is thoughtfully planned from Death Valley to Hawaii and destinations far beyond. Hannah can help you get wherever you're dreaming of going. So all you have to do is enjoy the journey. Because with Hannah Fortney, your trip is mapped for you. Mapped for adventure. You ready to start planning? Email Hannah Fortney at hannah.fortney, F-O-R-T-N-E-Y, at fora, F-O-R-A, dot travel. Your next adventure, it's already on the map. And trust me, I'm not just advertising the thing. I use her constantly. She flies me halfway across the country for $100. Trust me, you need to work with Hannah. You will thank me all day long. Go check it out. I can't quote that $100, by the way. That just happens to be where I'm going. You might be going somewhere that's way more than $100. Don't quote me on that. Caltrans has released its weekly traffic advisory covering January 19th through January 23rd for Eastern Kern, Inyo, and Mono counties. In Kern County, next week, expect outside lane and shoulder closures. On State Route 58 near Cameron Canyon Road, a crews work to clean the culverts. On State Route 58 near Woodford to Hatchepi Road, the eastbound outside lane and shoulder is expected to close as crews work to repair the guardrails. And on State Route 14 near Red Rock Canyon State Park, the southbound outside lane and shoulder will be closed for drainage work in the area. In Mono County, drivers can expect one-way traffic control and brief delays on US 6 for wire crossings over the roadway. Drivers should keep in mind ongoing projects that may continue to affect their commute time. Caltrans notes that schedules may shift due to weather, incidents, or equipment availability, and drivers should plan accordingly. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse, look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. And over to sports now, sponsored, of course, by the incredible Copper Top Barbecue. As always, Tuesday evening, the Bishop Broncos boys varsity basketball team hit the road to take on the Desert Scorpions at Edwards Air Force Base. The Broncos came out firing, putting up 23 first quarter points and extending the lead to 39-11. By halftime, in a balanced team effort performance by the final buzzer, Bishop had secured a 58-31 victory, paced by Emery Dondero's 17 points. Key contributions also came from Devon Mitchell and Will Kemp with 8 points each, as well as solid support from Richie Talavera, Travis Hernandez, Jacoby Dondero, Carlos Suarez, Derek Cortez, Charlie Lewis, and Wombly in the Woods. The Broncos will carry the momentum into their next matchup in California City this evening. Once again, this segment is brought to you by, of course, the great Copper Top Barbecue. They're the best they are at what they do. Locals first isn't just a philosophy at Copper Top Barbecue. It's the flavor of every dish. Check them out on coppertopbarbecue.com for menu hours. And that hometown smoke, you can taste. Copper Top Barbecue, championing the community as proudly as the Broncos showed tonight.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Well, it's going to be another bluebird day on Mammoth Mountain with plenty of sunshine overhead and great conditions across the hill. Right now, the base depth sits at 62 inches of packed powder, giving skiers and riders a solid foundation to explore. Mammoth is fully open with 177 trails, 24 lifts, 10 terrain parks currently in operation. Weather-wise, expect light winds and comfortable temperatures ranging from the 30s to mid 40s, making for an ideal day to get those laps in without battling the elements. Whether you're carving groomers, dipping into off-piste territory, I don't even know what the hell that means, but we're going to say it anyway. Dipping into off-piste terrain. I don't think that means what I think it means. Learning the ropes on beginner runs or hitting park features. Mammoth has something lined up for you today. Don't eat the yellow snow. You're looking for a recommendation? San Diego on the backside is shaping up to be a great choice this afternoon, offering a nicely sun-softened groomer for smooth turns. Bottom line, it's a great day to be on the mountain, so grab your gear. Make the most of it, even if you're pieced. Now for a look at the weather in Eastern Sierra this week. In Bishop, today looks to be clear, sunny, and perfect for whatever outdoor plans you've been holding off on. Highs linger in the low 60s with lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow, expect more sunshine with highs remaining in the low 60s. And by Sunday, some clouds will begin rolling in, but are not expected to lower the temperatures. Expect more highs in the low 60s and lows in the mid 30s. Up in Mammoth this weekend, things are a little cooler, but still on the tropical side. As far as locals are concerned, that is. Today brings sunny skies and highs near 40. Lows are expected to dip to the single digits tonight, but are beginning to climb back to the low teens. Tomorrow, clouds will begin to roll in, bringing the high temps to the low 40s and the low temps to the mid teens. And by Sunday, expect more clouds, highs in the low 40s and lows near 13. All in all, the weekend's expected to look pretty nice, so be sure to take advantage of it. You never know when a surprise storm may drop in. And that's your news for today. I'm going to go get a dictionary and look up the word pieced. In the meantime, Eastern Sierra, thanks for spending part of it with us, your day that is. If you like what you saw, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, hit that notification bell, and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media for breaking updates, local stories, and everything in between. And one more reminder, don't forget to vote in our Epic Eats poll, where we're setting one of life's most important debates up for the win. Who makes the best burger in the Eastern Sierra in 2026? Your taste buds deserve a vote. And hey, thanks again to our sponsor, Hannah Fortney, travel agent extraordinaire, for making dream trips a reality. We'll see you next time. Same place, same time, same trusted news. The little local flair. Oh, peace. I don't even know what the heck that means.